This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. What do Adolf Hitler, Margaret Sanger, Teddy Roosevelt, Helen Keller, and Alexander Graham Bell have in common? As a solution to human suffering, they were avid proponents of eugenics. So exactly what is eugenics? Reacting to human suffering, eugenics must hold that the wellness of our human race is solely in human hands. It presupposes that any small g god involved in the human race is inadequate and therefore not a god at all. Such a view relegates godness to mere nature, a component of another discussion, dialectical materialism. Eugenics presumes that things like human passions are petty or insignificant, and these mere passions must come under the command of eugenic leaders or lords that presumably understand the true nature of wellness. They dispense things like contraception, abortion, reproductive education, so that the effects of passions, the so-called unintended consequences or pregnancies, do not interfere with the presumed goal of eugenics, a well, or even blessed race. So in the face of eugenics, what does God say about blessedness? Jesus sat down with his disciples and said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for they shall inherit the kingdom of God." More than members of a race, we are part of a kingdom, God's kingdom. Life makes sense because the God of life both created life and set it in order, all for the sake of his kingdom, which is love itself, the ultimate answer to human suffering. God's order is something worth great study, and such study makes eugenics look like a petty and even frail response to human suffering. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.